Can you see her? Is she here? What are we going to do? Imagine a beautiful, brown-haired, blue-eyed goddess whose whole life was turned upside down because of a stupid prank that she pulled. Was he going crazy or was she? Who's to blame? Well, everyone, of course. Miss Popularity was going to have to learn to be more careful because even the slightest movement and she's lost it forever. Not her life, but it might as well be that way. Watch your back, because you could be next.
In a small town with a population not more than 500, Alan and Alice Raven just moved in with their mother, Anne. They moved into the oldest mansion in the town of Little Heaven. It was built in the 19th century and it had too many floors, now cutting the dreadful basement. It was surrounded by the weeping willows and flowers that had been dead for years. There was a graveyard nearby. Little did they know, under their house might be another. The cold gray color of the bricks and the creaky floorboards. The old windows were cracked in half. Barely anything was new. The family was the youngest thing the house had seen in a while. The old-fashioned halls and big empty rooms hardly got any silence from the weeping willows.
Creak!
The ancient wood of the house would scream each time you took a step, but other than that, the house was silent as can be. There was a forest at the end of the backyard by the graveyard.
First night at the house wasn't that exciting. They picked the rooms they wanted, and of course, Alice got the brightest, the prettiest room that was a tower, which every window faced the graveyard and the forest. Alan picked the darkest room that was far away from Alice and his mother. After his dad disappeared without a trace 2 years ago, Alan figured his mom and his little perfect sister didn't really care about him like his dad did. He was always there for him. Now he had no one that close. They were confused and wondered if it was because of them that their dad had left. Alice had always doubted because their dad had always loved them and been there for them and had always made sure to tell them how much he had loved them. A knock on Alan's door interrupted his thoughts.
The night was stormy and the dead tree branches hitting against the windows made it impossible to fall asleep with. Outside, you could hear the autumn wind howling. The moon was shining on the graves and Alice swore she heard some raven creak outside. Great, another one of Alan's pranks. She promised herself it was just her imagination and that Alan wasn't going to do anything, but she was too hopeful too soon. She was slowly sinking into her dream. Something tickled her toe. She jumped out of the bed frantically. She could feel her hiccups going up her throat, but she managed to scream first. She lifted the cover, and there was a 1 foot long, not counting the tail, gray dead rat with glow-in-the-dark red flesh eyes. Alan did it again. It was only their first night at the house. She feared what would come tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Alan, I'm going to kill you, screamed Alice. You couldn't wait a while?
No, I really tried, but as you can see, that didn't go too well.
I'm telling Mom.
You jerk, why on earth would you put a dead rat on my bed and have blood squirting out of it? What have I done to you?
You were born. This automatically shut Alice up. She knew she and Alan didn't have the best relationship as brother and sister. She would love to meet someone who did, but it always hurt her a little inside when he said something like that.
After cleaning up the rat, she got started decorating her room to fit her style perfectly. She was starting at a new school and wanted to make the best impression possible. She knew it would be easy as pie for her to make new friends, but it would be so much harder for Alan. It had always been this way for the past 3 times they had moved. Alice would adjust perfectly, and then just as Alan would start to, they were gone from whatever town they were in off into some different part of the country. The only reason they were in Little Haven was because this is where their mother had grown up, and when their dad disappeared, she wanted them somewhere they didn't have to think about it all the time. But that didn't work exactly as planned, because that was all they ever thought about, was their dad coming back, even if it didn't seem like that.
First day of JF Kennedy High School was going to be a disaster for Alan, but a perfect day for Alice. Already, Alice had made hundreds of friends, and the football captain, Mike, had already asked her out. Alan also made friends, but of course Alice was the most popular one already. With the help of his new friends, Alan had thought of the perfect prank for Alice. She was going to love it.
That afternoon, Mike called Alice to go hiking at the forest. They met at the graveyard. The air was chilly and the sky was gray. It was already 4 p.m. Soon it would be twilight. Alice thought she kept hearing ravens. She was frightened, but Mike comforted her. They got pretty deep into the forest when Mike excused himself to go to the bathroom and never came back. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, midnight. Black mascara running down her cheeks, her hair all messed up with twigs and leaves in it. It was a full moon tonight, and the cracking of the leaves under her feet was the only sound, well, except the ravens that were practicing.